ladies and guys who have the balls to take their goddamn shot. Andy here, author of the best Tinder guide on the internet and guy who doesn't have anything creative to say in his introduction. This is the Kill You're in a Loser podcast. Let's fucking go. For those of you who don't know, I also have a YouTube channel with completely different content from this. So go check that out. You just search for Kill You're in a Loser on YouTube. So I want to read out a comment that I got on my YouTube. This guy called Silver Serpent Gaming, and he left a comment on one of my videos. I had a video called Stop Being Ashamed of Your Fucking Masculinity. And in this video, it was a pretty successful video. A lot of people like this video. I went on a bit of a rant, and basically it was a love letter to masculinity. So I was saying, you know, don't be ashamed of the fact that you have a cock and balls between your legs. Don't be ashamed of the fact that you like sex. Don't be ashamed of the fact that you like women. Enjoy the things that you enjoy. Go for the things you want and actually fucking hit on some women. Go to the gym. Make a lot of money. Whatever it is you want, don't let other people tell you, oh, you know, that's greedy. You're using women. Whatever bullshit people will tell you to keep you in your place and to keep you down. So made this video, and this guy, Silver Serpent Gaming, wrote a comment, which I want to read out, because I like highlighting these kind of like little successes that people have. It's not even a little success. It's a huge fucking success. So I'll read it out. He says, you probably won't read this. Well, joke's on you, fag. I did read it. But I just want to say thank you for making this video. I have a lot of confidence issues and a stutter that don't let me have the confidence to get the things I want. After hearing this video, I tried chatting up some girls, and to my surprise, I actually pulled. This is the first time I have ever pulled. We are going out on a date to the beach. Thank you for making this video. This is a huge milestone for me, and I cannot thank you enough. I'm going to binge watch all your videos now. So first of all, good fucking job to this guy for having the balls to actually do something. Do you know how many people just watch my videos or listen to my podcast and consume the content, read the articles, but don't actually do something? They don't sign up to the forums. They don't go outside and talk to women. They don't hit the gym. They don't start a business. They don't, you know, start making some friends. They don't do anything to actually change their life. They're just kind of getting a dopamine hit. I'm sure even a lot of you right now will be just, if you're honest, you're listening to this because it's kind of motivating. To be fair, a lot of you listen to this and go and make changes. There are a lot of you right now who will be walking outside, walking around, talking to women right this second as you listen to this. There will be some of you in the gym listening to this. I know some of you listen to this at nighttime. But a lot of people will just kind of consume content and not really do anything. This happens with self-help books as well. You kind of read the book, you get motivated. It happens in gyms as well. How many people sign up to the gym as a New Year's resolution and then quit, you know, a month or two later? So good job to this guy for actually doing something and taking some action. Because all of the learning and reading and listening in the world won't change your life. It's just information. You have to actually do something with that information. So good job. As far as him talking about having confidence issues and having a stutter that doesn't let him have the confidence to get the things he wants, I want to make it clear that confidence is something that you get over time. One of my mentors, as in a person that I listen to, that I've learned from, is a guy called Dan Henry. And he gives mostly like mindset and money making and thinking advice. He's given business courses and stuff like that. He has a really good fucking, he's got a paid video course, which is, it's like ultra cheap. You know, I'm not advocating for it one way or the other, but it's fucking great. And I listen to that, and he's got like audios that you listen to every single day. And one of the audios, he talked about confidence, and he said something that has stuck with me since I heard it. He said, confidence only comes with competence, as in you have to be competent at something. You have to have done it enough times to be semi-decent at it. You don't just be confident. You're not just a confident person. I know a lot of people will tell you, hey, bro, just go be confident. Hey, just be a confident person. Women love confidence, so be confident. How do you be confident about something you haven't ever done before? That would be fucking retarded. You would have to be mentally fucking ill. You'd have to be delusional to be confident about something you've never done. I've never played baseball in my life. Imagine I just walk onto a fucking baseball field. See, I don't even know what it's fucking called, a baseball field. And I'm standing on the fucking plate, I guess. And I'm standing there with my bat. Am I going to be confident? Am I going to be like, man, I'm going to smash this fucking home run. I'm just the best baseball player ever. No, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I'm going to strike out, and he's probably going to fucking pitch a ball at my head to knock me unconscious, to knock some sense into me, right? For being such a retard that I think I could be confident at something I've never done. So confidence without having any sort of experience would just be delusional. Reality is going to kick your fucking ass. You're going to get your self-esteem destroyed, which isn't the worst thing in the world. Being humbled is a good thing. But my God, like, you're not going to have confidence. Don't expect yourself to have confidence at something you've never done. But people do this thing. And this guy, it sounds like he's sort of fallen into this trap as well, where you think you need to be confident at something you've never done. You think you need to be confident in order to get women, or confident in order to make a lot of money, or confident in order to make friends, or confident in order to talk to strangers at a party, or confident to really smash it in the gym and have a good workout. No, you're not going to be confident at anything that you have never done before. That would be stupid. And again, reality will kick your ass and you'll get humbled and you'll go, why the fuck was I confident? I don't know how to talk to women. So please don't think you need to be confident, especially not when it comes to women. Now, does confidence help? Of course. But how do you get confident? By doing it a lot of times, by accepting the fact that you're probably going to suck a little bit at the start. Maybe you won't, maybe you will. Most people suck. I'll be honest, 99% of people suck at the start. Every now and then you'll meet someone who's just a natural and they just needed a little bit of motivation, a little bit of a push. But 99.9% of guys suck at talking to women. Because guess what? 99.9% of women suck at talking to guys. People suck at talking to each other if they haven't done it very often. People suck at making friends. People suck at sports. People suck at everything. Why would you be good at something you've never done before? So please don't think you have to be confident. You don't. All you have to do is be humble and say, I'm going to suck at this. I'm going to give myself permission to be horrible. I give myself permission to do a shit job. I give myself permission to be awkward, to be cringeworthy. I'm probably going to run home and cry like a little fucking, I won't say like a little bitch, but I ran home and cried like a little bitch after a few approaches because I had no idea what I was fucking doing. But guess what? Because I was, you know, expecting myself to probably do a terrible job, anything I did, like literally just even talking to a woman, even if it was terrible, I was like, well, at least I fucking did it. Holy shit, that's a bonus. And then every now and then, after I'd done it like 20 times, I would have one girl where I was confident. I was just strangely confident. And I was like, wow, this is amazing. This is a bonus. But I wasn't expecting myself to be confident. Because again, why would you be confident? You've never done it before. So another thing that he talked about here is, you know, the fact that he pulled this girl, right? He's going on a date to the beach and he's never done that before. I wanted to make a point here that I did a podcast or a YouTube video before where I talked about, it was called Take Your Shot. And it was basically the same sort of concepts I'm talking about here. You don't have to be perfect. Just take your fucking shot. Don't sit there waiting until everything is perfect. Take your goddamn shot. Even if you miss, at least you took a fucking shot, right? Who gives a shit if you're successful or not? You actually fucking tried. That's all that really fucking matters. Look what happens with this guy when he takes a fucking shot. So did he sit there and let his confidence issues hold him back? No. Did he sit there and say, well, I have a stutter. Should I not talk to women? Which, by the way, I could see a lot of people using as an excuse. A lot of people would say, I have a stutter. I can't talk to women. Did he use that as an excuse? No. So he's not confident. He has a stutter. He's never done this before. And he starts doing it with some women. And then guess what? Hey, one says, sure, fine, fuck it. I'll go on a date with you. Let's go to the beach. This is what happens, guys, when you put some skin in the game. Instead of sitting there and saying, well, I'm too short. I'm too this. I'm too old. I'm a virgin. I'm Indian. I'm Asian. I'm too fat. I'm too skinny. I don't have enough money. I have too much money. I have, like, whatever excuses are in your head. The short one is usually the one that people say the most. I'm short. Short guys can't get laid. When you get rid of or you let go of those excuses, and really they're not excuses, well, they are excuses, but really what it is your ego. It's your ego. You have a big fucking ego. Anyone who says, I'm short, I can't get laid, my God, your ego is so fucking big. Your ego is making up for your lack of height. You've made up for your shortness with a huge fucking giant ego. You're not that special. I'm sorry, you're not that special. You're really not. You're short, but unfortunately, like the rest of us, you have to put in some effort. You have to talk to some girls and you can get laid. You will get laid. You'll meet a lovely fucking girl. You'll get laid a bunch, whatever it is you want. You'll get married and have kids. You'll have sex with 50 million women, whatever the fuck you want. But you have to put some actual skin in the game. You're not so special that you get to just sit there and say, well, I'm short, so I'm not going to play the game. Fine, do that. But the rest of us don't want to hear your bullshit excuses. We have no time for it, no patience for it. I have some empathy for it. I understand that you're hurting. I understand that you're in a place where you're sad. I don't want you to sit there on the sidelines, but I'm certainly not going to other than the fucking 10 million videos I've made trying to pull you in and say, come on, fucking try, stop making excuses. Other than that, if you want to keep sitting on the sidelines and say, I'm short, I'm this, I'm that, fine. Like, that's your life. You can do whatever you want. The rest of us are going to enjoy having some skin in the game. This is what happens when you put skin in the game, guys. This guy clearly isn't an expert. He's clearly not fucking God tier at talking to women. He's lacking confidence. He has a fucking stutter. He's fucking, I mean, this doesn't even matter in this day and age, but like, whatever. I was going to say he's a fucking gamer from his YouTube channel and shit, but like that died long ago. Do you guys remember back in the day when being a gamer used to be called like a bad thing and like, oh, you're nerdy, like you'll never get laid? These days, like, everyone's a fucking gamer. Like, no one gives a fuck. Like, holy shit, I'm such a fucking nerd for like Dota and Counter-Strike and shit. Anyway, that's a side tangent. Like, point is, my boy here is lacking confidence. He has a stutter and he doesn't give a fuck. He went in there, he put some skin in the game. This is what happened. This is why I say, don't wait till you're at the perfect stage of life before you go and hit on women or start a business or make some friends. Whatever your goal is, whatever your goals are, don't sit there and wait till everything is perfect. The best time is right now. There is no perfect time. Perfect is right now. Another way of phrasing that is, you're never going to be perfect, and right now isn't perfect, so fuck it, start right now. Because what, you think you're going to be in a better position 3 months from now? Fuck no. So start right now. Magical things will happen. I'm really fucking happy for this guy. I'm really fucking proud of this guy. Got a pair of fucking balls between his legs, and that's what I want for the rest of you. I want you guys to grab those fucking beautiful juicy nuts between your legs, give them a big old fucking squeeze, and see what comes out, all right? Testosterone, maybe a bit of fucking semen is going to come out, and you're going to be like, holy shit, look at that. I got some fucking testosterone. Let me go talk to some goddamn beautiful fucking women, and maybe one of them will go sit on the beach with me and we can finger each other's fucking buttholes and lick each other's fucking titties and do whatever it is that guys and girls do when they're on the beach. All right, guys, I will wrap up. Go talk to some cuties and go crush your goals.